With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. President Donald Trump says his executive order barring new immigration will apply only to people seeking green cards, last 60 days, and won't affect workers entering the country on temporary basis. The State Department has deemed agriculture as essential. Homeland Security also waived much of the red tape for H-2A visas. But Pam Lewison, with the Initiative on Agriculture at the Washington Policy Center, says that's just on the U.S. side and does not apply to foreign consulates.
We're all sort of in a wait and see on that side. We'll just have to see how it bears out as things move along through the season.
She also says while the labor supply may be short, it should be manageable.
Everything that I have heard is, you know, that if it's going to be short, it won't be terrible. You know, maybe 90% of normal or so. So not an awful shortage, but certainly people are going to be hustling.
But she says most of the supply chain is still up and running.
Because the ag community on the whole is considered an essential service. And that includes everything from beekeepers to tree fruit producers to truckers to your local grocer. Everyone in the supply chain is doing everything they can to make sure we as a country are going to continue to be fed and to function.
And again, the executive order of the president barring new immigration isn't expected to have an impact on agriculture. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.